Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with the editor-in-chief of Civitas Outlook, Richard Reinsch, about the alienation underway, obvious, across the country of people from their own government. And how did this come about? Richard identifies it in the decision to hand off what a citizen must do from the legislatures of the states, where it resided in the first 150 years, to the Supreme Court, to men trained in law, not in give and take. The disappointment in both parties is obvious. Here's Richard to explain at length. Much more of this, a conversation with the editor-in-chief of Civitas Outlook. The essay reflects upon the writing of a Frenchman, Manant, but much of it is argued on the basis of what we see around us right now, which is anger, hatred, confrontation, no willingness to compromise, to meet halfway, to understand the other side. A food fight, calling itself government. And the Supreme Court, not arguing, just passing down like Delphic oracles. Here's Richard to explain. Much more of this tonight.
I think that is part of the process by which American people begin to lose their membership.
Right.
Political membership, social membership, religious membership, precisely because things are being defined in a way that is disloyal, I think, to human nature. I think there's a huge process that comes out of however you might come down on these controversial issues, to have for 60 years in this country, incredibly intimate, controversial public decisions be decided by lawyers, essentially on the Supreme Court, rather than in state legislatures, to have decisions made about what are going to be the standards of a community and how it governs itself morally, be decided at the national level, and then also at the judicial through the judicial branch. This is just an example of ways in which people become disconnected from their country. I also think you can understand what happened in this country starting 10 years ago with this movement towards Trump. I also think the ways in which we were governed under COVID, these are all sorts of attempts to deal with this fallout and chaos of losing political membership and love by sort of going for power and trying to find a solution that will manage that. And it really does not exist. What exists is who we are as an American people through Republican political institutions. That's what has to be reclaimed. And right now, neither party is willing to do that, I think, in a full, robust sense.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more. My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.